Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game, moving along on this Thursday. Hope everybody is hanging in there, spirits up. So much to get to, guys, so let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, very excited, used to work with him at Fox. He's the Bucks sideline reporter. It's TJ Reeves. TJ, right off the bat, how are you doing? I've been hearing you all over the place. What has your life been like the last week? It's got to have been crazy.
Yes, I have been a few places. There's something about a quarterback coming from your part of the world down to my part of the world here in Tampa Bay that has that, but we're doing well. This is week two of isolation in the Reeves household and millions of other households. I've got the identical sixth grade girls, as you know. Homeschooling on the e-learning is an adventure. It's definitely different. Lots of bonding. Although, as my wife has joked, with March Madness and my schedule and traveling and stuff, she said, "We have daddy home for once for March. We don't know what to do. That we can go, you know, swim in the pool or do something with dad. Watch a movie or whatever it is." So we're all getting through it, and thank goodness we've got some NFL off-season free agency news to help pass the time till we get some games back, Arnie.
Man, I'll tell you, when I think of free time, you are the king of deserving some at some point, TJ. You've got twin sixth-grade girls.
Double trouble, my friend. And they're blonde, and they're good-looking like their mama. So, yeah, the fun has just begun. We need lots of muscle and lots of weapons in this household for what's going to be happening a few years from now. So, but somehow I don't think you brought me on specifically to talk about isolation and my home life and sequestering and social distancing. Of course, in Arnie's world, he's been practicing a lot of those things for decades now, the isolation and the social distancing. But I think you want to talk Brady and football, right?
Yeah, that's where we want to go next, DJ. So what are the expectations for a Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay team now?
I have to believe, and Arnie's heard me probably say this once or twice, he's worth three or four wins. Don't we agree? And the Bucks have struggled to be a playoff team. This is now 12 seasons without playoffs, 13 years since the 07 season, the 08 playoffs, that the Bucks have been in the playoffs. He's got to be worth three or four wins. If all things are equal and he's healthy, he makes a five or six win team into a nine or 10 win team. And so the expectation has to be around a 9 or 10 win season and a playoff season. I think that is fair. I don't know if you guys think he's worth more games than that. He can't be worth fewer games than that, guys, to a new situation that he's coming into.
TJ Reeves, Buccaneers sideline reporter with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. So you do see this as more of a football move, because there are certainly people up here that are questioning its merits as just a marketing move.
The guy still wants to play. The guy was in the playoffs last year with a 12-win season, and if you're the Buccaneers and you have a chance to bring him in, as I just laid out, when you've had two winning seasons the last 12 years. So this is a football move. This is a win-now move. This is not unlike the Kansas City Chiefs grabbing Montana back in the day. This was the New York Jets in 2008, now 12 years ago, trying to be relevant, go trade for Brett Favre, and they did have a winning season the one year that they had Favre there. This is an attempt to win now with a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback for a franchise right now that is starved, capital S, underline, starved to have a winner. So it's not so much about marketing or uniforms, because they are changing the uniforms in April to have a different version of the red and pewter, but I mean, this is about winning. They changed the uniforms 6 years ago and have had one winning season since changing the uniforms. There's only so much that goes along. You got to win games.
TJ, you know, we hear about the receivers. We hear about Evans, Godwin. Is there enough weapons for Tom Brady? Will they have to add a piece here? Will they get it through the draft? Is there still somebody in free agency? Do they have enough weapons?
Yes, they have enough weapons for now, but you got to believe they're going to add to it. Probably another player, another veteran free agency, and maybe draft someone. They got the two pass catching tight ends, O.J. Howard and Cam Brait. Howard, the former Alabama tight end, the former number one pick, a little bigger, a little faster. Brait, more reliable. Not as many people know that name unless you play fantasy football. He was a favorite target of Jameis Winston's, especially in the red zone. But I mean, guys, let's just be honest. I've talked about this for the last couple of years with Evans and Godwin as the 1-2 and the tight ends going along with it. This is one of the deepest, most talented receiving corps in all of pro football. Tom Brady is walking into a Ferrari of offensive weapons, and last year he was playing with a Pinto in New England, as you guys know, and they still won games with the Pinto of skill position players. There's no comparison between Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and any two receivers that New England had last year. So, yes, he's got to be excited, and the Buck offensive skill position guys have got to be excited about this.
TJ, you mentioned Joe Montana, and he was saying that he thinks Tom Brady wanted more control of things down in Tampa. Do you think he'll get it?
I think he will have some say-so. There is no doubt. You know, people have asked about, and what do I know? People have asked about, well, is he going to bring a lot of what New England does offensively? I think it'll probably be a mix. Bruce Arians obviously knows what he's doing and has had a long track record of successful offenses in the NFL with Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, with Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, even with Carson Palmer in Arizona. So it'll be a mix. But, I mean, if Brady comes to them and says, I really want this guy as a free agent, I think we can talk him, or I can talk him into being here. What are the Bucks going to say? No. I mean, that's like the supermodel knocking on Arnie's door. What, is Arnie not going to answer? Come on.
TJ, what do you think about Julian Edelman? Because we're talking about whether or not the Patriots should just trade him and go full-scale rebuild. And, I mean, does Edelman want to be a part of a 6-win team in New England? Could the Bucks go after him in the trade market?
Anything is possible. And obviously, you know, again, would Brady have influence there? What would you have to give up? Would New England be willing to part with him? All of those are variables you don't know at this point in time. But, you know, remember just recently Peyton Manning going to Denver, and there were players that were wanting to go play for the Denver Broncos and be part of that because they realized that it would give them a great chance. It's one of the reasons the Bucs just announced this earlier this morning. They're bringing back Ndamukong Suh on the defensive line on a one-year deal. And what do I know? I said for the last couple of weeks, you're going to have players, whether it's Sue re-signing or others, that want to come here because it's a chance to win a ring. And Ndamukong Suh has made over $150 million in his career. He came close with a Super Bowl appearance with the Rams a couple of years ago, and who beat him? Tom Brady and the Patriots. But if you want to try to win a ring at the end of your career, you may be willing to take less and be around this situation. And we've seen that in other sports. I mean, there were guys that wanted to go play for the Chicago Bulls for the league minimum to be around Jordan and Pippen and that show to try to win a championship. So this is not something unheard of that some would be willing to take less money maybe to come to Tampa Bay.
TJ Reeves, Buccaneers sideline reporter with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. I don't know if you've heard this, TJ, but Tom Brady's very, very intense. All I hear about is how laid back Bruce Arians is. I mean, he's going to bring some of these Belichickian principles with him down there. Is there any chance his intensity is off-putting at all?
I'll tell you this, getting to know Bruce up close and personal last year, doing pregame, postgame, coaches' shows, and that kind of stuff, and being down there on the sideline, the laid-back thing is like away from the field and calm, and when you're seeing interviews, intense, good gracious, good God, on the officials, even on his own players some, if need be, to motivate them. So you can see why people want to play for this guy. And he is going to stand up for his guys no matter what goes on. So I think it'll be a great relationship. Again, he's got so much experience of having been with those other quarterbacks that I was listing with a 20-year track record as an NFL offensive coordinator, quarterback coach. This guy was the coach of the year, Arians, back-to-back years with two different teams. Remember, he replaced Chuck Pagano and led Indianapolis to a 10-win season with Andrew Luck at quarterback to make the playoffs. Left and got his own coaching job when Pagano came back to health in Arizona and was the coach of the year the next year in Arizona when they won 10 games. So the guy's got a track record, and I think he and Brady will coexist.
You know, TJ, since you brought up supermodels, maybe throw a relationship question like this then. Are you surprised nobody wants to date your ex? What's going on with Jameis Winston? Nobody wants this guy. What's up there?
That's a great question. That's a great question right now. I kept saying to everybody privately that this is all going to be musical chairs, obviously. I'm not unique in making that analogy. And when the music stops, there may not be enough chairs for several guys. And you really wonder for Cam. I'm not trying to deflect off of Jameis here at the beginning of the answer. You wonder the same thing for Cam Newton and where he ends up now that Carolina cut him loose. I think in Cam's case and in Jameis's case, the best scenario now is go somewhere where you're kind of the 1A or the 2, the backup, but you stay in shape, you get in your playbook, you're ready to go on a moment's notice, and maybe it's like Ryan Tannehill last year in Tennessee, where the Titans just decided we're going to move on from Marcus Mariota. We got to try something else. And Tannehill, obviously, that's an unusual situation where you step in and have that much success in terms of winning, but it just demonstrates what can happen. So where does Jameis land? Maybe Jacksonville, guys, where Gardner Minshew is the second-year quarterback. He's very popular, but they traded away Nick Foles to Chicago and need a veteran. Jameis has got 5 years of starts. So maybe Jacksonville, maybe the L.A. Chargers where it's not settled. We'll see. We'll see where he lands, but it's probably as a backup.
TJ, you mentioned those creamsicle uniforms. I want to know, are they bringing those back? Is that a reminder of their first 2 years in the league, when they win zero games or one or something?
They did not win a game until game 27 of the first 2 years. It is not known for sure how much orange will be in the color scheme of these new uniforms. They're keeping it under wraps. The belief, again, is that it's going to be mostly the red and the pewter that you've seen for the last couple of years. It's the last 20 years. It's been a brighter version of the red for the last 6 or 7 years when they changed the uniforms back in 2014. So we'll see. But, yeah, Bruce Arians has been hinting and the organization has been hinting they would love to do the throwback orange thing. The biggest key is you got to have the white helmet to have the Bucko Bruce. I know Arnie still has the pennant of the old 1978-79 Bucks, Doug Williams, Leroy Selman with an orange Buccaneer pennant hanging up in his room probably with the Bucko Bruce on the helmet. So we may see that. I don't know that you'll see that this year, but we may see that in years to come.
Don't I wish. He's TJ Reeves. Of course, you can reach him on Twitter at Buck Sideline Reporter. I believe you still got the Three Dog Thursday podcast. TJ.
Yes, sir.
You're the best. I appreciate your time. I know you've been busy, but thanks for a few moments.
Well, let's see what happens with Mr. Brady when football resumes. And I've said this to all the different audiences for you guys up there in New England. Stay safe. We will get through this. We will get back to games. Everybody hang in there. It's an awkward time for all of us. We're doing the best we can, and you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great thing and a great service to kind of occupy us away from that. Thank you, boys.